Uber acknowledged yesterday that it did receive a complaint about Kalamazoo shooting suspect Jason Dalton before this Saturday's shootings. Now, this story is just the latest time that Uber has been in the headlines, and not for good reasons. Rana Faruhar is Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time in New York. And Rana, there's a report that Jason Dalton was driving into other cars and through stop signs shortly before the shooting, but that Uber didn't prioritize a customer's complaint. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah. So The Guardian, the British newspaper, reported that a spokesperson said that they hadn't prioritized the behavior because it didn't involve violence, and that they get so many millions of rides a day and so many complaints that they really have to be quite careful about who they're actually taking off the road. But it's interesting because obviously that doesn't inspire tremendous confidence in an incident like this. It's true that, look, there are problems with New York City cab drivers. There can be problems with gypsy cabs. This is not just an Uber problem. But I think that the quick growth of this company, not just in the U.S., but in international markets, means that it has become an Uber problem.
Right.
As more and more people use this service, the company is going to be under more and more pressure from regulators, from police, possibly in this incident, as they investigate this case.
So let me ask you, I mean, there have been concerns for a while about, background checks in Uber and, whether or not safety should be of greater concern to the company. Mm. But I mean, this, of course, takes it to a new level entirely. Does it also speak to some sort of fundamental weakness in Uber's business model if they're relying on so many, in their eyes, millions, essentially, of independent contractors?
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head of what is really the existential worry about Uber. And it goes far beyond the security question. So Uber would say, hey, we can actually track drivers via our app. We know where they're going. We know when they're in the car. I mean, I actually send my daughter in Ubers occasionally to my 13-year-old to various events, and I can see where the car is. That's a good thing. On the other hand, when you are dealing with millions and, probably tens of millions at some point, drivers who, are doing this maybe part-time, maybe 5 hours a week, maybe 10 hours a week, you're increasing the risks that exist in any pool. Mm. So, yeah, I think it is an issue. I think that when you don't have full control of someone as part of your staff, security, everything gets more complicated.
Right. And then on top of that, there's the fact that Uber is facing competition in this space. And as a result, they've been slashing rates, a 15% reduction in New York City last month, which sparked protests from drivers.
Absolutely. I mean, those were already out there. And of course, union organizations have complained about this for some time. I think what's happening now that as the company gets bigger and as it rolls out its model and its surge pricing, as it calls it, which is designed to basically put more drivers on the road, increase more traffic, but at some points lower prices and profit margins for those drivers, it's going to come up against pressure. I think that there's going to be a continued union push around how it pays drivers, how it notifies drivers about when and why rates might be decreasing. All of this is going to be front and center. And, the fact that Uber's business model is being copied by so many other companies in totally other industries also makes this an even bigger issue. It goes way beyond just the taxi business.
Rana Faruhar is Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time in New York. Always great to talk with you, Rana. Thanks so much.
Thank you.